Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
There's only one place where you can go and connect with over 400 agricultural companies in one day, and that's the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show. Visit with exhibitors spanning all segments of agriculture like chemical application, precision ag products, livestock equipment, seed, and so much more. You can chat with dealers, kick the tires, and even get in the driver's seat of all of your favorite products from John Deere, Case IH, Massey Ferguson, and more. Visit AmarilloFarmShow.com for a list of exhibitors and join us at the Amarillo Civic Center, November the 30th through December the 2nd.
We had a pretty eventful day on the futures market, really across the board in all the markets. But live cattle shrugged off all the negative news on the other markets and really came back and were at least neutral for the day. Looks like the December live cattle are going to be up a touch here. It looks like 138.07 up 17. February's up 30 here at 141.17. The April's down 7. That was pretty significantly off their lows. At one point today, they were down about $1.50 on the live cattle. Feeder cattle were 22 higher here in January at 167.15. March is up 10 at 168. April's up about 10 as well. Just like the live cattle, they were over $2 lower and came back throughout the day. And the hog market wasn't as fortunate. We were 2 to 280 lower on the lean hogs. So that stayed under pretty significant pressure. Typically on these holiday Fridays where you have the holiday on Thursday in the weekend and a half day on Friday, the markets are inactive. But today was nothing like that at all. We have the Dow Jones currently at about 900 lower. Crude oil is just over $8 to $9 lower. So a lot of markets in turmoil as we speak here. And actually the grain markets are fighting their way back.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Don't miss the Tulsa Farm Show December 9th through 11th at Expo Square SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
So there, over the holiday, there was a new strain identified out of South Africa that apparently is a little bit more complex and evades some of the vaccine strategies we've seen, and that is threatening global traffic, and they're worried about new restrictions and new travel restrictions. I've seen several countries limit travel with the countries in South Africa. There was a case in Belgium of this new strain. So it is moving around, and I think that's kind of going through the markets here and pressuring it. As I mentioned a minute ago, the crude oil is down over $9. It's $9.40 lower in January. Of course, we've seen bigger days, but there's just a handful of days where it's been down that much in the past. Currently, diesel down around 25 to 26 cents. Unleaded gasoline down about 26 cents today. So the energy markets are just getting hit really hard. And throughout the early part of the day, all the grain markets were getting hit hard. They've started to come back. Corn actually trading a little bit higher, up about 5 cents. Beans currently down 14. The wheats are down 7 to 8. And cotton futures down 4 to 5 cents. So this whole market and economy is really trying to sort through whether or not there's inflation.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.